I feel like if I was in either location and then I said it was something else and we were like running for our lives, I would be like, I don't care which one. You just sound like an asshole now because you're correcting me on which one it is.
That's actually a gator.
Well, we're literally, we're fleeing for our existence, but absolutely, there is a difference between them. It is fairly easy to tell if you know.
I'm gay.
Sorry,
I didn't know you were gonna
do that. They has. It took me out. Okay, do it again. We'll have this time.
I'm gay.
I'm Kat.
And we're the Gators Next Door. We're the Gators Next Door.
Yeah, it was good. I'm red now because I just thought that was so funny.
Fun fact, Gators hiss.
I love that for
and
them.
It's fun. It's fun. We're the Ghouls Next Door, a media literacy show from Orleans, where you explore real life, historical, and animal reasonings behind our cinematic fears. And in this series of killer animals, we have made our way to my hometown. Mm-hmm. More, well, not, no. They didn't live in my hometown. But I have... hung out with them in the past. We're talking about Florida, and we're talking about gators.
Florida, but yeah. The state.
Yes. For the Ghouls fans who didn't know, because I'm reasonably ashamed and don't share it very often, I am a Floridian, and I was a Floridian.
Yeah, you're not
a long
anymore.
Time. I'm Pennsylvanian now.
Yeah, you've been PA for a long time.
I'm Philadelphian. But I grew up in Florida reluctantly for a very long time, which explains a lot of things, like my education. The child left behind, the fact that I can't do math.
I went to school up here and I also can't do math, so that could just be our brains.
That could just be it, yeah. But yeah, I grew up in Florida, and some of my experiences down there that are, you know, very quintessential Floridian have been shared on the Ghouls in a number of ways. I think I have talked extensively about me interacting with gators in other shows and possibly on the Ghouls in the past. And when the film Crawl, which is what we're covering today, came out, I was super excited to watch it because it is a very Florida film, and it's not the one that we usually get to see. Like, we have so many shark movies. There's too many. We have piranha movies, right? We have extinct shark movies.
Yeah, big
sharks. We covered last week, right?
Daddy shark, if you will.
The
you
daddy.
Know, they have the different ones. The little guy. But yeah, the gross. You got the joke. We're here. Yeah.
We've had a good number of like aquatic or scaly fiends, right? Snakes as well. But gators don't usually get that. One, because they're not like when you're comparing them to the terror of sharks or snakes, they do pale in comparison because they just ain't about that life.
Crocodiles and alligators get very little shine.
Yeah, they're like, I don't really, it's not a, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. It's too much work. And so I was just really excited to see a film like this. And it felt really true to me when I was watching. I was like, there's a lot of just the approach to what's happening that felt very Floridian to me. And so when we do talk about the film, I will talk about some things that are very Floridian about the film. But it does feature gators. It features a congregation of gators. For people, the plural of gators, a group of gators is called a congregation. And this I think is that's very really fun. Mm-hmm. And very Florida. we will be talking about the film Crawl, and then we'll also talk about whether or not you should be afraid of crocodiles or alligators, because the answer is it's most likely crocodiles than alligators that you should be afraid of. And then even still, when are you doing that?
Yeah.
Unless you're Floridian, you're not hanging out with them.
Or, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, there's like only a few places that they are. They're there. And the other one, it's in the U.S. It's New Orleans. Mm-hmm. There's lots of them there.
Gators are the most likely found in Louisiana and in Florida. Mm-hmm. It's just comfortable, warm waters. And those are two places that have a very in-depth history with hurricanes, which is the other horror part of this film.
Yeah.
And that's what I really find fascinating, really exciting about a film like Crawl, was because both of these things, gators and a hurricane, in any other place are terrifying, even just alone. A category 5, right? Those things are really terrifying. But to a Floridian, it's just like any day. So it didn't feel that way.
For me, I was like, I'm terrified. Absolutely not.
It was like, reminds me of home. So I found it really fun. And just as someone who has, you know, growing up, you know, we have natural springs in Florida because I lived in Central Florida, though I spent a lot of time at the beaches, my favorite being Clearwater, things like that. But in my growing up in Central Florida, you have a lot of the natural springs, which are beautiful. It's just fresh, clean water, clear, and very cold because it's coming right from the ground. And then it's also like, it's Florida, so it's like baking hot. And then you jump in there and it's just like, oh my God, so refreshing. But in those swimming areas, in those swimming holes, you are right there with nature. Like, it is nature. And so, like, usually there's like a barrier, a rope barrier, but there's gators right over there. And always you would swim around. No one ever got attacked by them because they're just chilling. they just couldn't be bothered. And as long as they're not going in there trying to like make, you know, any trouble, they're generally fine.
I would like to never be in that situation, but I honor your childhood that's what happened. And I'm glad you didn't get eaten.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, I've gone down our rivers.
I know. I remember that story the most vividly.
Yeah. A story of me telling you of an experience.
And I was like, you're lying to me. What?
No. Just going down rivers where gators hang out. More scary than gators, significantly, and like that I was actually actively afraid of while floating down the rivers, would always be snakes.
Yeah, the water snakes. I know when I went to like visit my family in Indiana, they had those in the lake, so they scared me.
Yeah, because it's like usually it's by the edges. So like when you go to get out, if you're not getting out at like a designated area or a place that's like man-made, and you're trying to just like get out of grass, snakes. It's full of snakes, guaranteed.
No.
And they're mad that you're there. Whereas gators,
that's
like
their house.
they look like logs floating in the stream, and they just go by, and you're like, okay, cool. And that's just like what life is for a Floridian.
I would die. Like, I would get eaten because I would start thrashing, and that's not what you're supposed to do. They say don't do that. I read the WikiHow, and it said don't do any of that, and I would absolutely do that and be dead now.
Yeah, because that's really it. Is like, they're just chilling. They're super chill. And if you're, like, disrupting that and you're, like, getting attention, like, if you just, like, respect that they're also there, like, we could be in this together. Just go about your life. You're good, dude. Yeah. So gators, and then the other quintessential thing that's very Floridian about this film is hurricanes. Generally, we have about one hurricane a year. That's like significant enough. A lot of tropical storms. We have hurricane season, right? It's it comes every year. Our houses and just the way that like we operate is around this understanding of that weather. So like instead of having snow days, obviously we had hurricane days. So there's a fun story of a year as 2004 where I essentially missed a month of school. Like school was postponed for about a month because we had four consecutive hurricanes. Like insane. So between August 13th and September 25th, the hurricane season showed us four back-to-back hurricanes, which was the worst in Florida's history. For me, it was fun. Because one, no school. They weren't, and again, I'm in Central Florida, and so if you understand how hurricanes work, they really like thrive off of water. Generally, like warm water gives them power. So when they hit land, that's usually when they're breaking down and becoming less. And so usually if they get to where I was in Central Florida, it's too much land and they'd be, you know, category one or two tops. So by the time it was just like extreme weather, but you could go outside and it would just be like, whoosh, and you're like, this is so silly. And then you go inside. We did have a good amount of time where we didn't have electricity. So the Army came and gave us like the MREs, like the the meal ready, whatever. And so we had to like eat like rations. Some of it like it made us feel like astronauts. Because they kind of felt like they're like dehydrated meals. So it's like astronauts is what I felt like. And that was like one of the biggest things. But for me, it was really fun. It was just like, oh, no school. We get to do things differently. We played a lot of like flashlight tag because it would get dark. And then we couldn't really leave the house. So it caused us to have to really come together and get creative with the way that we were interacting with each other as kids.
Disaster utopia.
Yeah, it was just fun.
The no gators came through your house. They did not. That's the moral of the story. And your movie of life, no alligators swarmed your town or flew through your windows or invaded your basements.
That's very true. Well, we don't have basements, first of all.
Well, they did. Well, it wasn't a basement. It was like under the house. Yeah, crawl space. Did you have crawl spaces?
We didn't, but people do.
Okay. Were they filled with gators?
No. Well, again, I lived in Central Florida. We were pretty far from where the gator's home was, just specifically where we were. Also, I lived on like an incline. So even if there was flooding, so it didn't really get to our house. It'd be too much work. The internet told me that the hurricanes, or reminded me that the hurricanes' names were Charlie, Francis, Ivan, and Jean, and they caused more than $45 billion in damages and jumped 30 inches of rainfall, which sent Lake Okeechobee water levels to 18 feet. That's how you know I'm a real Floridian, because I knew how to say that lake's name. We have a lot of indigenous people and all of their the namings of places that I lived were indigenous people's languages. And so you have people come in and they're like, what's Kissimmee? It's like, that's Kissimmee. Or the fact that we've, you know, went to like to the Withlacoochee River, it's a fun one. a lot of places like that. But I did. There was a point where I lived in a place that was very close to nature because it was like being developed in nature areas. It wasn't great, but I was a child, so I didn't have any say in it. Where if there was a hurricane there, probably would have encountered gators. But that being said, another thing, like when we do talk about the film, I think like in those circumstances where you're facing a category 5 hurricane, like gators are really not the what thing to be afraid of. And so like these gators, for anyone who's watching Crawl, thinking, is this what we should be afraid of for gators? Not at all. These are very abnormal gators to act this way and to be as like vicious as they are and like eternally hungry for human. Like, that's just not a thing they do.
It was very out of character. They're like, this is a movie, so we're going to make them dramatic, but otherwise it is misleading.
The director is very known for being dramatic.
Yeah. So it's kind of like what they did with sharks, where like sharks aren't really actively doing stuff unless you're like messing with them, or you're just like kind of, they don't think you're, they think you're something else, and they're like, oh, you're not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Kind of do.
It's like, blah, you're not a seal. Or what, you're not a tiny dog. That's what a gator would say.
I will say after this, I fear both, even though I know that that's not rush. I already feared weather, which we've talked about extensively. 90% of my anxiety as a child was weather. So just the existence of hurricanes in general, I'm like, put me somewhere else. I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I feel I will die the entire time. I will be panicked. So it's good I don't live in Florida, Gabe. That's the moral of the story. I'm glad I met you.
I agree. I think it's good for most people not to live in Florida.
That's fair.
If I could have it my way, no one would live there. We would just go and visit sometimes. I mean, it can be scary. There are times when, like, you know, I've spent nights in a bathtub because you're worried that the walls is going to come down or something because of hurricanes, for sure. And that's where it's like, I think the hurricane was really what should be scary. Just happened.
Yeah, it was taking roofs off and stuff. So very valid. It was the monster in addition to the alligator.
Yeah, and levees broke. So things were like, you know, being drowned. And having it in Florida and not in Louisiana was a really smart move for that. Because that would be really insensitive and scary.
That's a good point,
Again, thank you for being very true to Florida. There are some things where I'm like, but I did find a really fun article that's about, like, these are the most Florida things about the film, and I agree with all of the
sentiments. I can't wait to hear them. Tell us, Gabe.
Let's talk about
Florida
the film.
Knowledge to unpack this film.
Maybe it's changed since then. It hasn't. It's gotten worse. Crawl, which is what we're talking about, is from 2019, and it's about a young woman, while attempting to save her father during a Category 5 hurricane, finds herself trapped in a flooding house and must fight for her life against alligators. And it's directed by Alexander Aja, who has done Hills Have Eyes, Horns, which Ghouls have covered, and High Tension, which Ghouls have also covered, and didn't love.
Yeah.
Big negative for that one.
Hills Have Eyes is scary as well.
I love Hills Have Eyes. I've met many of the people from that film.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, cool. It was one of those things where like I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I remember you liking Horns, and I didn't because I read the book.
Oh, yes, I do remember
and
that.
And I was
so
mad at Daniel Radcliffe. I was like, this is not at all what he's like. But Joe Hill was like, it's so nice of you guys to make a film about my book. He's just such a lovely human.
Yeah.
I was like, you're allowed to be like, this ain't right, but whatever.
Yeah. He's just thrilled to be included.
Yeah. Like, oh, thank you guys. You thought it was, you know, worth your time. So in this film, as I just described, essentially we have our final girl, Haley, who is a swimmer. And she goes to school at the University of Florida in Gainesville. And they are the Gators.
Cute. Yeah, I get it. I see how they did that.
It's cute. She's in the Gators. she's a Gator swimmer. And there's a Category 5 hurricane on its way. It's like pretty much here. Like, it's happening. And she's still having swim practice. which is another very Floridian thing that everyone's like, whatever, business as usual, right? Unless the roof comes off, you're getting back in the pool, bud, and bring your A game, okay?
Which is the opposite of what you're supposed to do when it's raining, but yes.
Well, they're inside, you know.
I get it.
But she gets a call from her sister saying that she's very alarmed because she hasn't heard from their dad. And so she's worried that something happened to him, or he's not getting out, or more that he is being stubborn and not leaving, which is also a very Flirtian thing. This hesitancy to leave, because it's like, for us, it's run of the mill, right? And it's something that we also have seen in really horrible tragedies with hurricanes, where the folks that are there often expect it to be a lot less because things are so often like blown out of proportion. And then when it comes, it's like, oh, okay, I didn't go to work and didn't get money.
Yeah, like y'all
for a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really like, you're not going to make me leave my house, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a stubbornness that comes with that. And so the sister is just worried. And there's clearly this like kind of reluctance for Haley to go to the dad. Like they don't seem to be talking. There's something mm-hmm. going on with this family. But she agrees to go check it out. And so she goes again in the midst of this category 5, like it is pumping up. It is happening. There's, you know, down trees, there's cars that have crashed. Clearly, like you can barely see in front of you. Mm-hmm. She's just driving up.
Training cats like, and dogs.
Beep, yeah. Beep, come on. She encounters another very Flirtian thing, just like small town. She encounters someone who is like part of the police force who had dated her sister a long time ago, or they didn't date, but he's been in love with her sister or something. Mm-hmm. But like small town, like we know each other. And he's yeah. like, I'll go check on your dad later.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous. I can't let you go. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, psych. She goes anyway. She like manages to get in there. She goes to a place that she thinks he's at and he's not. His dog is there. So she takes his dog, puts him in peril. Why not?
Sure. So I need the dog to go find the dad. Sure. Yeah.
And you don't want to leave Sugar there.
You're right. Bring Sugar along.
It's like Sugar. And they go to their old house, which has apparently been put onto the market. And she gets in there and it's clear that he had been here. Like his car is in the driveway. There's a bunch of stuff. Like clearly he wouldn't just like, where would he have gone? Mm-hmm. And she finds him in the namesake of this film, the crawl space.
Yeah.
He was down there trying to fix something by himself and encountered, what she finds out, a gator. Yeah. And then we find out it's more than one gator.
There's so many gators.
So many gators.
How many gators? Too many gators. One.
Yeah. Just one in the crawl space of your house when you're trying to get up.
Yeah, it's one.
And she's very quick to like move, and they find like that they go to a specific area in the crawl space that has like these pipes that make it hard for the gators to get to them. And because although the flooding is happening in the crawl space, it's pretty dry. So the gators aren't as fast. They're not in like their natural habitat of like mm-hmm. disaster. So they have a little bit of an upper hand. Though it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
And essentially the rest of the film is them trying to figure out how to get out of the crawl space because it is slowly flooding. There are more and more gators as they interact. The hurricane is really, really becoming quite terrifying. And like the house might get washed away. Like they just yeah. are going to be in a pile of rubble. So that's really dangerous. Plus, through interactions with these gators, both Haley and her father have sustained many injuries. She finds him with like pieces of his bone sticking out.
Yeah.
And he's just like, let me just put this right back in here.
And he really does. Like at one point he's like putting the full body weight of himself on it. And it's just like tied, sort of. Like, yeah. He doesn't have a cast on or nothing. And I'm just like, sir, I get you're running on adrenaline, but please sit down.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, because the water starts coming up. And I was like, when she first gets in the crawl space, they make a big deal of the fact that, like, she encounters a bunch of dead animals that are in traps. She slips in in feces of some animal. Then you have the gators and obviously the mud and dirt and all kinds of other debris, and it's flooding. And so I was like, you have all these open wounds and yeah. all of this water's coming in. And my husband was like,
a bacterial infection.
Yeah. My husband was like, that's a tomorrow problem for them.
Yeah.
I got to get out of this first. And I was like, you're right. You're right. My brain was like, oh my God, we got to disinfect. We're going to lose this lick.
Yeah.
That was it. You know, it's a wonder our heart hasn't stopped. So they have to get out, and they try various different ways. She tries to sneak around gators. She tries to get the attention of other people to try to help. And of course, the gators get to them because they're everywhere.
Yeah,
they do end
so
up like outside of the house, and they try to get to a boat to get out, and then the levees break, and then they're back in the house, but this time up top. More shenanigans ensue until they can get rescued.
Yeah.
So it is a creature feature in that, or even I've seen it referred to as a home invasion.
It so. Very much is, yeah. The gators are already in the house.
Yeah, the crawl is coming from
inside the house. Yeah,
and it's like it really is that. It's just like them hiding from this, you know, invader, and it just happens to be a bunch of crocodiles. Alligators, my bad. Yeah. So
we'll learn the difference in my section because I also don't know.
Excellent. I will say, so the film actually in the making of was filmed majority on a soundstage in Belgrade, Serbia, which is really fun.
Oh, wow.
But they took a lot of the exterior footage so that they could place them in Florida. And that was shot in the Tampa Bay area. The actual house was built on the soundstage. And then all the exterior stuff was done actually in Florida.
Okay, and, interesting.
It was done near this place called Lake Maggiore, where maps don't call it, but the people call it that. apparently, when this was being made, there was a tragic incident where a young person had escaped from a detention center and ended up in the claws of a gator, in the munch of a gator, and was dead in that same place. So the creators, of course, were like, what? Like, they didn't have any idea that that was happening. But then they made it a point to not show that that's where it was located. It was like ambiguously Florida.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, we're in Florida. She has had to travel somewhere close to Gainesville, where this could be happening and is coastal.
Yeah.
But that could be anywhere. Florida's a peninsula.
Yeah.
So, just to kind of explain, you know, the gator attacks happen. to talk about the most Florida things about Crawl, I found this article on The Ringer, and I was like, that is super true, because there's a lot of things that happen that are just very Florida. and I really enjoyed that this article mentioned how Florida is sometimes in the same category as Australia, and that it features a lot of critters, dangerous things that you don't want any part of, you don't want to be with, in the same way Australia is.
Yeah.
And then you also have a lot of quirky people who interact with those scary things in a very casual way because we're inundated with it all the time. Something
yeah.
that we're just like, you know, unamused by and unaffected.
Like, of course.
Of course. So a lot of it felt very true. Also, like, though Category 5 hurricanes are not as frequent, especially in Florida. Mm-hmm. I think I found something that, like, more or less, Florida gets lower ones. It's very rare that you get a Category 5. But with climate change, they have gotten a lot worse, which is why we could have something like 4 consecutive hurricanes in 1 month,
span
of a few weeks, because of climate change and making the waters hotter. Mm-hmm. It's been really scary. Some of the things that are very Floridian in Crawl. First of all, as we mentioned, I mentioned earlier, Florida does not have basements. We don't have those because of flooding. And
why give the water a place to go? Let it come in, go out.
Yeah, it would, like, it's stupid. like for us to like have.
Yeah.
And then it like, it's structural integrity. There's like a bunch of things to go with reasons. That. So we have attics often, but yeah, we don't have basements, and like we have like specific windows that are hurricane proof or like hurricane grade, things like that. Yeah. So like our houses.
You had mentioned that when they tried to break the window, that wouldn't happen because they're hurricane grade windows.
Yeah, she did it too easily.
Yeah.
I was like, she just like did like one hit with a chair, and I was like, no, wait. I was like, if you have screen. Like, if you have glass doors on your coastal home in Florida, they're going to be a little stronger than that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So that was like, what? But yeah, we don't have basements. And so when the trailers came out for Call, people were worried that it seemed like it was taking place in a basement. But luckily it's not. It is in a crawl space, which homes do have, though the film made theirs much larger to like have it be a more interesting space, but generally they're pretty small, and it's things like where raccoons are, you know, running around in those.
Yeah,
I don't know what you'd have a crawl space for, but they do hide in dead bodies sometime. I don't think that happened in Florida, but whatever.
Yeah.
The second thing they mentioned is gators. Obviously, that Florida is riddled with gators. It's one of their favorite places to be. It's a pretty cool place. They love fresh water, and they love when it's warm, and they love just all the things, all the snacks that they have in Florida
waters.
Easy access. Yeah. And according to the article, they say that Florida headlines are littered with stories about people stumbling upon gators in their swimming pools, schoolyards, and as is the case of one particularly swole creature locals have named Godzilla, was in a golf course.
I love that.
Yeah, we have a lot of those too. And
not golf courses, but Godzilla. I love Godzilla.
Yeah, he's just living his life. But yes, we have lots of gators. And as I explained, they're like your neighbors.
Yeah, they're little friends.
Of
big
all
boys.
The creatures in Florida to be afraid of.
What are they called? Puppies? Water puppies?
Swamp puppies. There's like, you just have to respect them. Like, they don't want to do anything, but they will. You know, like they fully have the capacity, but it's just like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. They're like most animals. They're not going to start something, but they will finish it.
Yeah. Like they like love to just chill on top of the water. Mm-hmm. Hang out. It reminds me of Kat and I were sharing a hotel room, and we put on TV to like distract us just from life, and it was one of those I Survived stories, and it was a woman who encountered a gator, and she was like talking about how it was like death rolling her, and it was so suspenseful. I want to be like, and my instinct was like, oh my god, does she survive? And it's like, she's telling the story, it's called I Survived. And I was like, how's she gonna get out of this, because it kept death rolling her. And for people who don't know, that's what like gators do, and crocs too maybe, but definitely gators, is they chomp you and then they spin you a bunch underwater. So like they'll have your arm, but they keep you underwater, so you essentially drown, and it's just like you don't know which way is up, so you also get disoriented, and they'll do that a few times, or just the one time until you're like, that's their favorite thing. They like to play with their food, I guess.
Yeah.
We saw that in X.
Yes, I do remember that.
And Kat and I saw that, and that I Survived. Gators, super, they're everywhere, and they love eating people's dogs. That's the one thing I remember. Then obviously hurricanes. This article says that the state has been subjected to 11 category 4 and 3 category 5 hurricanes in its history, and it's hit more frequently than any other state. It's like out there, you know. We're right past the islands, which get hit first, so we just get sad about them, and then we get hit. It's just always like, oh no. So the category 5, it would be a very rare thing, but it would be something that would result in mandatory evacuations, that people would probably still disregard. The other thing they said was very Floridian was a casual indifference to said hurricane. Because generally, like I had mentioned, people don't evacuate when they need to evacuate. And we're it's just like, that's just regular. It's like when it snows here. It's fine. It's just weather. There's also like a comment about the dad and just like his innovative, I guess like his burliness and being like, and the fact that he like reset his broken bone and just like wrapped it up and like keeps going, and both of their like resilience and like being really quick and smart about how to do things. And I was like, it's kind of funny. It's like, as I was, we were watching, I said to Kat, like, these people are giving Floridians like a good name.
Yeah.
They're setting expectations a bit too high for like our ability to, like, and that's not saying that there aren't smart Floridians that can do something like that for sure. And there's people who go, you know, you're handy. You do like, you know, a lot of things, you know, like working on a boat and doing sea work. That's a lot of like intelligence and like fitness, agility, like, yeah, resourcefulness. A lot of that can happen. Mm-hmm. And just like a lot
survival
of
survival skills. Yeah,
absolutely. And it just comes with what you're doing and a lot of the hobbies that you would find in Florida too. But I was just like, these people are just like so on it. It really makes Florida look cool.
Yeah.
And I was like,
like more badass.
We're not that cool. So the article names two things. It names Florida Man.
Yeah.
Which that's what most people know about Florida.
And Florida Man.
Is Florida Man, which for people who don't know, Florida Man is not one singular man. It is this label that you would often see in reports, like articles, things like that, where a headline will say like Florida Man bit the nipple off their neighbor because they didn't make them a hamburger. Something like that, you know?
Yeah, something just like a wild story.
Florida man chewed off person's face after snorting bath salts. Mm-hmm. That was a real one. I remember that. I thought zombies were real. You know, Florida man, et cetera, et cetera. So, and it's like total balls-to-walls things, like where you're like, what?
And yeah, you think, it sounds like, made up, but it's real.
It's very real. There's an Atlanta episode about it. It's very fun. And the thing about it is that each one of these articles, and sometimes Florida woman, right, Florida person, they seem really insane. And so when you see them, and that's like you're seeing the wealth of these headlines, it makes Florida look really crazy. It makes Florida look insane. The reason, though, that Florida man gets so much attention and Florida seems crazy. And that's not to, like, I do not want to dilute the fact that Florida is crazy. And that Florida is full of meth, full of old people with AIDS, full of all kinds of crazy, scary things that aren't just animals, okay? Yeah. Florida is messed up, 100%, right? But it actually, it's not so much more messed up than other states. It's just that Florida has specific laws in place, or lack of laws, where we're allowed to share like police reports and people's names, identities, and things like that. There's not a tight hold on those situations. And so
so they get broadcasted more widely.
Way more like frequently and more accessibly. And so we're hearing about it more because we have more information to hear that we're allowed.
Yeah.
Whereas in other states, they tamp down on that. And then you don't know that there's crazy. You don't know there's craziness happening around you because you're not allowed to know. But Florida's like, whatever, air out the dirty laundry. Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to hear about the guy who ate the other guy's face, you're allowed. Okay.
It's here's his address. Let's go.
Yes. They used to like publish like, here's a whole big book of people who did this crime. That's one of the examples, right? Is Florida man is just like crazy things happen. So wackadoodle people, right? But the thing that I identified with in this article was the gas station looters. So at one point in the film, it was literally right after I said to Kat, these people are giving Florida a good name. And it's not realistic to me. She, Haley, manages to see through like the crawl space through the holes in it, that there are people across the street at this gas station looting, right? But she's flashing her light to get their attention, and she does. But what we see of these people at the gas station is that they're stealing an ATM. And they get this ATM on this tiny boat. And one of them says, how are we going to open this thing up? And they're like, that's later,
a later us problem. Yeah. Just like the
wound.
Feces-infested wound. We're worried about that later.
And as soon as I saw them lifting it up, and they said that, I was like, now those are Floridians. Like, that's Florida, especially in the midst of a Category 5 hurricane. 100%.
Prime opportunity.
They're going to a gas, they're going to 7-Eleven, and they're going to try to grab an ATM and some slushies. 100%. The little taquito things, like... Florida loves a 7-Eleven. And so...
Yeah, he eats one while he's stealing the ATM.
You know what I'm saying? So as soon as I seen them, I was like, those are real Floridians for me. So that was just really exciting. And so those are some of the things that are very true to Florida in the film Crawl. The other thing I'll say, and then we'll hand it over to Kat, is one that Haley is now like one of the top final girls in horror. She was really good. She reminded me of Erin from Your Next in like the way that she was always moving on to the next thing.
She didn't harp on like the kind of like hopelessness of the situation. She was like, all right, we're gonna do this. All right, we're gonna do this. And like the dad was like hyping them up, but like it was still very much she was leading the show.
Yeah, and they were very savvy. Like you're saying, they were very creative about the way that they were going about things and, like, just kept going.
Yeah, they had spiders on their face and, like, let that rock, which like, I could not do.
Like, out in the water, and then they were like, okay, still got to get up in here. And I was like, oh.
I would just walk out into the crocodile time or alligator time and be like,
take me.
It's fine.
I'm a spider snack.
I have accepted my fate. This is better.
Snack.
This is better than spider. For me.
Did
personally.
You want a spider calzone? Because that's what I've become.
Yeah.
There's no spiders in me. I can't. Yeah.
That's my nightmare.
It's very true to Florida too. There's spiders everywhere. But that was for me too. Watching it, I was like, oh no. I was like, the gators? For sure, I could box a gator, right? Like, I can punch it in the nose.
Sure.
We can stab it in its eye. Like, I don't know. We'll figure it out, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to survive one of the rolls, and then we're going to try to get out of that. Like, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Spiders?
No.
So, she's definitely
top. We didn't do a spider episode. I don't know. I don't want to find
it. They're not animals.
Okay.
They're arachnids.
Sure, I know. I'm just saying. Scary things. Time.
Absolutely. We already did it when we talked about The Mist, and nothing can ever be done. I will say that there are 1.25 million gators that live in Florida.
It's a bunch.
Maybe more now. Despite them being, there being 1.25 million, the number of attacks plus the like, and especially ones that are fatal are very low. Like, one of the only stories I ever remember from growing up was when an old lady died because she was trying to protect her little dog.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, dog, a little snack.
Yeah.
That's a little chomp snack. And so, just like, yeah, I totally get it. Like, I have tried to fight animals to protect my little dogs. So I get it, but
yeah,
don't. If you're 85, for sure.
I feel like I honor. I don't think I'm gonna win against an alligator, so I have accepted the fate that I am not the final girl of this movie. And I feel like in their entire animal series, we've established that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows already. Most situations, I'm not going to survive. But it's fine. What I'm going to tell you about is first the difference between crocodiles and alligators. Because I don't know.
Please let me. I had to look it up. I always forget. People ask me, like, I'm an expert. I'm like, I only know gators. And
it's Florida. It's,
you can't tell me about everything. Crocodiles. Now. I don't know.
Yeah. So this is from Britannica. It says, do you know a gator from a crocodile? And I'm like, no. So it says, you're probably not alone. Although these large reptiles belong to different families, they share a number of similarities, including long snouts, powerful tails, short legs, and bony plated backs. But there are some easy ways to tell them apart. The first is the shape of the snout. Alligators, it's a broad U shape, while crocodiles is a narrow V shape. Next are the teeth. In the case of alligators, the lower teeth are typically not visible when the mouth is shut. In crocodiles, however, some teeth of the bottom jaw appear, most notably the larger fourth tooth. For color, if it's gray or black, as Gabe said, it's probably a gator, olive or tan, crocodile. The two reptiles also differ in location. Crocodiles are usually found in saltwater habitats, while alligators prefer freshwater areas. The last but definitely not least is behavior. Crocodiles are generally more aggressive than gators. So, like, I feel like if I was in either location and then I said it was something else, and we were like running for our lives, I would be like, I don't care which one. You just sound like an asshole now because you're correcting me on which one it is while that's we're literally we're fleeing for our existence. But absolutely, there is a difference between them. It is fairly easy to tell if you know, if you can remember which one's which based on those descriptions. But I think the one that would make the most sense to remember is honestly crocodiles are saltwater, alligators are freshwater. Because it's like those are two very different water situations.
But also, don't quote me, I'm pretty sure crocodiles can also go into freshwater.
Well, then the system is broken, Gabe. I don't know.
Yeah, saltwater crocodile, freshwater crocodile.
There's two? All right, well, then we're doomed. Like, yeah, so we don't need to know.
Crocodiles can go in both. The biggest thing is that snout. Like, it's pretty, like, because I know.
Yeah. Skinny snout, what that's a gator like looks a like.
Yes, and they're like small. Yeah. They're like pointy. And so I know, like, I don't always know, like, exactly why, but if I see a picture of a crocodile, I'm like, oh, that's a crocodile. I know that's not a gator. It doesn't look anything like a small puppy.
Of course, yeah. But now you know the difference. If you remember in the case in a time that you will need it, awesome. If not, that's also fine.
I don't know if it'll help.
Yeah, I don't think it will, honestly. But I found two articles. As you would expect, we have the WikiHow as well. It's very fun. But I also found How to Survive an Alligator Attack, or better yet, Avoid One Entirely, from CNN Travel. It goes into this like really detailed story about someone who survived an attack and like gives you like a narrative experience, which is kind of cool. I didn't really pull from that. I mostly just pulled from like the factual information because I don't know. It just distracted me. I was like, I just want to know the facts of what we can expect. So it offers you both. If you want to go read it, that is an option for you. But it says gator attacks are rare but fascinating. An estimated 5 million wild American alligators are spread across 10 states in the southeast and beyond, including parts of North Carolina and even the extreme southeastern tip of Oklahoma, if you didn't know. Louisiana has an estimated 2 million wild gators in the state of about 4.65 million people, and Florida sports roughly 1.25 million alligators. And more than 1,000 American crocodiles. Cool. They have both. You're welcome.
Everglades be popping.
Yeah. Georgia has a 250,000. Some of these gators inhabit places where lots of people live and many others vacation, such as lakes and rivers across Florida and southern South Carolina. Yet gator attacks aren't that frequent and deaths are even more infrequent. Deadly attacks from dogs and horses and other mammals are way more common than you will see a death from a gator. There were 442 unprovoked bite incidents in Florida, which is a fun fact, from like a very large window of time, 1948 to 2021. So like,
or
if you're
how
really,
many?
442.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Over like that big span of time. So I feel like it's actually like they're right that it's pretty infrequent if like the span of like 50 years plus and there's less than 500, you're fine. And only 26 of those bites resulted in people dying. And that's according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
And when was that lady trying to save her dog?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Can't pet that dog.
Oh, it feels in poor taste, but I also...
I'm sure it tasted great to them.
I'm sure, yeah, a little snack. Yeah. But it turns out the gators in natural conditions just really aren't interested in people, according to a gator and snake expert with a doctorate in ecology from University of Georgia's Marine Extension named Kimberly Andrews. Essentially, she says, we are not their prey. If you think about it, we're quite dangerous to attack. We got arms and legs. We can stand upright. We can walk. We can swim. We're versatile. We're not a good animal to pick a fight with. You know,
what I'm saying, punch it in the nose.
Yeah. Or if like you have anything to hit it with, like it's literally like it's not going to want to fight you for the meal because a lot of other animals aren't going to fight it for the meal. They're just going to kind of go sweetly into the night.
Yeah.
So unless they're confronted, they're going to kind of stay in their own space. It kind of has an overblown reputation. It goes on to say like they really are just like the sit and wait kind of people, animals. Like they're not going to seek you out. Like if you're in their space, sure. Like they will not start it, but they will finish it. There's only been 442 incidences of that not being true over the span of 50 plus years. So I think you're probably cool. If you follow the gator rules, no one gets hurt.
Yeah, that's why it was so crazy. There was so many gators and they were like, let's munch, munch, munch. It's like, aren't you done?
Yeah, it's like the 442. Yeah, right? It's like really... It's,
like, no, those gators also don't want to be there. Like, they're also worried about the fact that they're the hurricane.
Yeah.
I promise.
They have to be like cocaine gators because it's like Cocaine Bear where they're just like acting out of sorts.
Silly.
This film wasn't like, oh, I feel bad for the gators at all, though. I will say that it was a little shift from the other films that we had watched. It wasn't like, oh no, nature doing that. Like they were like, kill them.
There were so many of them too. Like it was more like, I respect that these things are very fast.
Yeah,
so we have to be faster.
But yeah, they basically say the best way to not die from gator times is to avoid it entirely. That's kind of like the same advice gets given for most animal encounters. It's avoid. If you do see, don't freak out, back away, be alert, get therapy. Like it all kind of goes in that order. They say the biggest thing is education is key. Know where gators are. Avoid those areas if you can, especially if they're active in those areas. They basically say, like, if it's mating season, avoid that space. If there's eggs nearby, avoid that space because they're going to be really protective over their babies, which is reasonable. Especially the best season to avoid gators is winter because they're a lot calmer because they're cold. And they basically say just like, don't provoke, don't feed, don't panic. It's kind of like the rule. Just avoid them and you will likely be safe. They say also other ways to avoid an attack. This is from the Savannah River Ecology Laboratory at the University of Georgia. They say don't feed ducks, turtles, or other animals that share waters with alligators, because that might like make them think that it's feeding time. Just like, it puts those animals out of their defenses too. So it like disrupts that. Stay about 60 feet, 18 meters or more away from an adult alligator. If an alligator hisses or lunges at you, you are too close. If you're driving, let an alligator cross the road. And they give an instance of a Florida man story that unfortunately ended sadly for the Florida man.
Oh no.
He had crashed into an 11-foot alligator and that was a situation.
Stay in your car. What are you gonna do? Exchange insurance information? Like, why did you get out an 11-foot alligator? No,
it's not coming in here. It didn't specify.
It's not coming in.
It just says after crashing his car into 11-foot alligator that he died, but it didn't say like did he die from the car accident or the gator. It does not specify.
I guess if it like turned over and you were just in there and the gator was like, "Ooh, a snack." Like I guess that. But like, why are you getting out of your car?
Yeah. And a big thing that they say is supervise pets and children if you're in alligator territory. Large alligators do not recognize the difference between those two things and their wild food sources. Mm-hmm. So you really got to be careful.
Little ones, little things.
Yeah.
Cute babies.
Yeah, and basically just like avoid having fish stuff near your spaces because they're attracted to that.
Unless you're fishing.
Well, essentially like any other animal, if you are going to get bit, if you do get bit, like it is likely to get infected. And then it gives us a list of ways to fend off the attack. So if you can escape on land, run away, run away in a straight line. Experts debunk the advice to zigzag. Gators can move really fast on land, but only in short bursts and distances before they tire out. So you essentially want to sprint faster.
Yeah, outrun the gator.
Yeah. Try to cause a gag reflex if they do get a hold of you by jamming your, like, whatever's in their mouth further in. And they might release their jaw. Sometimes a gator will reposition its prey in its mouth with its jaw back open. That's your chance to escape. Alligators clamp down with powerful jaws, then twist and roll. If an alligator bites your arm, it may help to grab the alligator and roll with it to reduce tearing on your arm. Mm. And then get, obviously, immediate medical attention. They often result in serious infection. So it's very unlikely that you're going to get attacked, but those are some advice points if you do.
That was super helpful.
Yeah. I feel like the ones that really stood out for me is the gag reflex and then mm-hmm. also like grabbing onto the gator so that you go with them.
Yeah.
Because then one, you won't get as disoriented mm-hmm. And you won't have your like anything be torn. Like how mm-hmm. we saw the dad. That was mm-hmm. really horrific in the movie, how it happened to his arm. So mm-hmm. you can avoid that situation.
It's also like outrunning them, that's a relief to know, because like if you've ever seen a gator run, it's really scary because they like burst and it's just like, and you're like, oh my God, it is so fast. So you just gotta be like, go.
Yeah.
For longer.
Yeah. The WikiHow gives very similar advice. They give you the three methods as they generally do. My favorite part though is that they call crocodiles crocodilians. I think that's very fun. I don't know why, but I love that. So they say the three methods are avoid attack, reacting to a crocodile encounter, and then surviving the attack. In method one, you learn where they live, stay away. If you can't, use extreme caution around water where crocodiles live. Know where crocs are at. They're most dangerous, so like go in winter, not in the warmer seasons. Use extra caution during breeding season, all stuff that we kind of said before. Remain constantly vigilant. Do not walk your dog near alligator or crocodile habitats. I vividly remember the one time I went to Florida, which was to Disneyland or Disney World with my mom and my little brother when he was one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that there were things in the water. So I was like just sitting near the water. And then someone came up to me and said, "Sweetie, don't do that. Come here." And they made me get up and like go away. And I was like, and then I like vividly just remember like thinking like, oh God, I almost like I could have died then, you know, because this is being dumb.
There's like signs that say like, don't feed the gators.
Yeah, exactly. It says do not feed alligators or crocodiles. It says that. And do not allow small children to play near the water's edge. And if you're camping in alligator or crocodile county or country, be sure to set up your camp far away from the water. If you see a crocodile, keep your distance. Never approach their nest. If you fall in the water, remain calm. Do not splash or thrash. If you spot a crocodilian on land, stay calm and depart the area slowly. Unless they are running, then run. Surviving the attack is do your best to stay calm and fight back strategically. You want to be like the final girl in this movie. Make intentional choices. As Gabe said before, attack the animal's eyes, attack the animal's head, attack the palatal valve behind the animal's tongue, which is like the gag reflex, and then seek medical attention immediately. So it's pretty similar for realsies, but
awesome.
You know how you learn? Your repetition.
Yeah, I think we, again, still probably wouldn't interact with these animals in a dangerous capacity. But if we did, it was good to, I feel like we're pros now.
We are. We know what the stuff is.
Yeah.
We know all the rules. And they're similar. I like that they repeat for the most part. You want to attack in the same spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You want to follow the same procedures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, our Ghoul Scouts are getting trained up.
Yeah.
You're getting equipped with the tools to survive in these animal attacks.
I think it'd be fun if in one of the episodes, like, where it's more like survival film focused,
mm-hmm.
that we do like actual survival things, like we teach about that. That'd be neat.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite video game genres.
We will, I'm sure, do that. We have two episodes left of our killer animal series after today. So I hope you've been enjoying it. Let us know how you feel about the film Crawl or Gators, if you've ever been to Florida, and why you did that. Don't do that.
There's other places you can go for them now, we know. So if you went to any of the other ones as well,
tell us your experience. Yes. Have you experienced a gator attack? And why are you a liar? No, I'm kidding. You could be one of the 400 people who were attacked by gators.
Well, it's unprovoked. Provoked is different. If you provoked a gator attack, I'm sure the number is bigger.
Yeah, who'd be doing that?
People.
Florida man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
People are provoking gators in Florida.
Yes.
I believe that.
Well, any number of Florida Man articles would tell you, yeah, there's somebody out there doing it. And I'm probably not.
Someone's weird. Someone's doing that.
For sure. This is very fun. This is a fun episode where I get to flaunt my childhood in Florida.
Also, your makeup skills. Everyone look at Gabe's.
Yeah, if you're listening, be sure to check us out on YouTube or Spotify video to see my crocodile look.
That's amazing.
And it's a crocodile because you can see the teeth. And snakes don't have those teeth, so it's not a snack. though we will be covering snakes soon. So don't get married.
They'll eat your kids.
Or a gator is just going to snack on your two-year-old.
Oh, I hope not.
That happens sometimes.
I don't
put your kid near the water. That's really sad. I'm really sorry if anyone lost their kid to a gator. That's really sad.
Yeah, that'd be really sad.
I'm so sorry. Just evacuate in a category 5.
That seems right. That seems like good advice from us to you.
Yeah, take that one. All right. Bye.
Bye.